welcome to another episode of the Conversations with Authors podcast. I'm your host, Alison Thompson, aka The Proof Fairy, and this podcast is a great opportunity for me to talk to an author about what inspired them to start writing, how they get published, and what tips they can give other aspiring authors. My guest today is Alana Irving, a British author who's currently living in Barcelona. While Alana has been writing all her life, she's just about to publish her first book, Abolish the Rose, through Atmosphere Press. According to the blurb, the novel takes us on a journey through the past in search of meaning in the present. I'm very intrigued. Enjoy the podcast. Hello, Alana. Thank you so much for coming onto the podcast today.
Hi, thank you very much for having me.
So tell me a bit about your book.
My book is called Abolish the Rose. It's written from the point of view of a woman who's recently retired and is sort of reflecting a bit on her life and whether it's all been quote unquote worth it.
Okay. So where did the inspiration come for that? Because you don't look like you're anywhere, you don't look like you're anywhere near retirement. So it's not based
I'm
on
not,
your own
unfortunately.
Life.
No, I remember this very well. I was, it must have been 2015-ish. I was in a library and I couldn't find anything that I wanted to read. And I felt like all the blurbs I read were the same. It was like, so-and-so was perfectly normal. And then something horrific happened. Or sometimes... so-and-so seemed perfectly normal, but something horrific had happened in the past. And I said to myself, right, if this is what I have to write in order to be published, I'll come up with the most horrific thing I can and write a book about it. So I started off, it was a very petulant book. It was like, I'm just doing this because whatever.
Yeah.
And as it went on, it turned out I did have a story to tell and I did have some themes I wanted to explore, and actually it's turned out, I think, to be the best one I've written. So
okay, yeah, so you've been writing a long time then?
Yeah, since I could hold a pen, really.
Yeah. And but this is the first book that you've actually taken to the stage of getting published?
Yeah, I mean, I wrote my first novel when I was 14. And I did send that off. I still have my first rejection letters. But I'm not going to blame any of those people because I wrote it when I was 14 and it wasn't good.
Right. Yeah. But writing a novel at 14. I mean, yeah, I wrote bits of the local newspaper when I was a teenager, but writing a whole novel is quite something. Okay. More exciting than what the teacher had set you to do, I guess. Maybe.
And then I write things over the years and I have tried taking some of them further, never got anywhere. And now here I am. I've got one and I've got my name on the cover of a book and it's
brilliant.
Incredible.
Brilliant. So let's start at the beginning. I want to know about your writing process because I know when it comes to fiction especially, there are people who just have a very vague idea and run with it, and there are people who plan out everything that's going to happen chapter by chapter, paragraph by paragraph sometimes. So what's your writing process? How do you go about coming up with the idea
I'm not a planner and I feel like I should be. Sometimes I try and make myself, but I mean, especially with this one, it literally was just the idea, this horrific event. And I don't want to give any spoilers.
No spoilers.
And sort of it all just grew out of there. And sometimes, I'm writing something that I don't know what's going to happen until it happens, which I think is a really odd thing to explain to someone who doesn't experience that. I think once I'm sure it's going to turn into something substantial, then I will sort of try and refine the process a bit and think about my characters. I tend to focus on the characters more than the plot, in that, you know, the plot happens because the characters are who they are and they make the decisions they make. Which is why I did try once a sort of, not a murder mystery, but a sort of crimey type. And I'm just not good at that kind of plot. I really can't. So, in terms of process, it's very much I don't know, something will speak to me, like this event, or I'll have an idea for a character, or even an idea for a conversation. And then I just tend to see where it takes me.
Yeah, yeah. And are you very, can you write to a structure? You know, do you get up and sit down and write for an hour every morning, or is it kind of as and when you can?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good question, because every time I've written a novel, I've either been studying or working full time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when I'm not, I mean, I do have one on the back burner, but, you know, you sort of think, how do I ever fit this into my life? And I wasn't sort of get up in the morning and sit down and write for an hour and then go to work. It's more sort of whenever I can fit it in.
Okay.
Yeah. If I have a story to tell, it's not difficult to find the time, because I, you know, it's something you want to do.
Yeah. 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 No, I guess so. Yeah. I mean, it's funny. I think sometimes the more busy you are, the easier it is to somehow find time to write when you're really inspired to write, but you have to want to do it, don't you?
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, I have gone through phases where I set myself like a target every day, like I want to write 1,000 words every day or something, but I find you have to be a bit flexible with things like that, because mm-hmm. things come up, life is busy.
Yeah, life gets in the way. I love that. I always love it. I've said this so many times in the podcast. I've talked to so many novelists who've said about, you know, the story taking on its own, the story going on without you doing anything, that you have your characters and then they just come to life and it goes to places that you don't expect. And yeah, when you said it, it's very hard to explain that to somebody who hasn't experienced it. And I've always been like, oh, that sounds so magical. But, you know, I just can't get my head around how that happens, because surely you sit down and you have the ideas and you're deliberately, consciously writing it. And I actually did NaNoWriMo last November and wrote a novel, and that happened to me. And it was like, I get it now. I completely get it. This is just happening. And I'm kind of, it's almost like I'm channeling it. It's just...
Yeah.
It's such a strange
thing. It's the flow state. I hear a lot of people talking about flow.
Yeah, no, that's very true. Once you get into it, sometimes writing is a real slog, isn't it? And it's hard to get the words out.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And sometimes it just, that's it, you're off. And you look up the clock and it's kind of, I've been sitting here for 2 hours and I haven't paused for breath. Yeah. So how did you get this one published?
Publishing this one with Atmosphere Press. Which is they describe themselves as co-publishing. So it's kind of between traditional publishing and self-publishing.
Okay.
I don't know how to describe the business model. I mean, or if I should describe the business model. So it's self-publishing in that I pay the upfront costs, but then I also retain 100% of the rights and everything. And they've helped me out with editing, formatting, typesetting, cover design, etc. Obviously, the dream was always traditional publishing. You know, someone takes you on and, you know, that's it, you're rolling. But, you know, we're in different times. I thought I'd give something different a shot and see how it...
Okay, yeah. So why did you choose that model rather than sort of purely self-publishing yourself?
Because... I guess I wanted people who knew what they were doing more than I do. I mean, I'm a girl who likes to write stories. I don't know much about, well, anything else.
I don't believe that for a minute, but.
I mean, the editor I had at Atmosphere was great. And I do think the book really, really benefited from having, working on it with her. And, you know, it's sort of an extra channel. I mean, by myself, I was not on social media as of about 2 weeks ago. I now am, to try and push it up. But, you know, I thought something, a press that's more established and that, you know, they do this for a living, maybe that would give me a bit of a boost.
Yeah. So it's out in a month or so. A month tomorrow, 10th of April.
A month tomorrow, yes.
What have you been doing to promote the book and to get word out there about it?
Well, I am doing supposedly a blog tour.
Okay.
Based in the US, because I don't have a foothold in the US, and obviously that's a big market. Mm-hmm. So hopefully going to get some reviews up soon. And then, I mean, a lot of it's going to be word of mouth, friends and family.
Is this why you've set up the social, why you're on social media now? That's
absolutely. And I'm going around following people from my past who haven't heard from me in like 15 years. And then I'm just going to be like, hey, behind my book. Also, I've had some conversations with people I haven't spoken to in years, and that's been really fun.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, nice reconnecting with people. So how does the blog tour work? Is that an extract of the book or a kind of Q&A about you, or what sort of...
There is a blog that will be hosting sort of... It's an excerpt of the book, and it's not really an interview, but it's got some questions that I answered, and that will be going up in a couple of months, I think. Then the idea for the blog tour is that bloggers will read it and review it.
Yeah.
Which sounded like a great idea until I realised that actually they might not like it. And
you're not going to please everybody. It's a fact of the world.
Yeah. And then, you know, they, these people have a whole network of bloggers who can share things on social media. And it's really just, kind of push the word out a bit.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you actually seen a copy of the book yet?
I have one right here.
Oh, how did you feel when it arrived in the post?
It was surreal. I mean, I have literally been dreaming of seeing my name on a book since I was yay high.
Yeah.
It feels very deserved. And that probably sounds quite arrogant to say, but I feel like, I wrote this book and I'm going through all this effort. And I have my name on the cover.
Congratulations. It is a lovely feeling, isn't it? I can remember my first book came out in 2013. I self-published it. I took delivery. I took some pre-orders from people, which was really exciting to pay for the cost of buying some copies of the books, kind of thing. And I can remember the DPD man turned up with a box of 20 books, and I kind of took this box and I took it into the kitchen, and it took me ages to actually find the courage to open it. And I mean, my cover was hideous. It's been republished now with a much better cover, but the original one was not good. But I didn't care. It was my book and there was my name on it. And it was, it's like, oh gosh, I've made it now. It is a really special feeling, isn't it? It's worth writing a book just for the feeling. So as a long-time writer, but first-time published author, what sort of advice would you give to other people who are writing or would like to write?
Gosh, that is such a big question. I mean, my advice to anyone who wants to write is just write. And I think, I don't know, people who say, I want to write a book, that's quite daunting. And, you know, you don't have to write a novel the first time you sit down at your desk. Like, just write anything. Most of it will be crap. That's fine. But you keep writing, you get new ideas, you start, you know, looking at life in ways that's like, what can I use here? What can I bring? What can I write about? You know, and you start seeing things differently and you can just start. I think that's a really great point. And then my advice to people who are writing is keep going. Because it is a big job. I mean, I wrote this book, I mean, the first draft in about 6 weeks in 2015 or whatever it was.
Impressive.
It's now 2022.
That's true.
I haven't been working on it solidly all that time, but it's a big job to write a book, redraft it, edit it, get it through the process of publishing. It's a big job, but if it's something that, you know, you want to do, I would say, go for it, just try.
So what are your hopes for this book?
Bestseller lists.
Obviously.
When I was about 16, I think I read a book called If Nobody Speaks of Remarkable Things by John McGregor. And I finished it, put it down on the table in front of me, and then I picked it up and I started it all over again.
Straight away.
It blew my mind. So I've always been a reader, and sometimes books just touch you. And
yeah,
I think if I could have that effect on one person with my book, I will feel very, very proud. Obviously, yeah. I feel like I'm not going to know if that happens, but I like to think it might.
Well, hopefully the person that happens to will be somebody who likes leaving reviews on Goodreads or on Amazon, and they'll go on Amazon, and or they might it might even be one of those who says, I've never left a review on Amazon before, but
but I was but so I just had, yeah, I was so changed my life.
Exactly. Yeah, I think it. Yeah, having read the blurb on Amazon before the podcast, and it sounds really intriguing, actually. And yeah, I might go in and pre-order it, I think. So
I
does sound good.
It's quite a depressing book. Does
it have a happy ending? No, you can't talk about ending. No spoilers.
No spoilers.
So what's next for you? You obviously write. You are a writer. You're not just a one-book writer, I would imagine. So,
right, thank you. Last year? Yeah. I started a new one that I got partway through, and then I felt like I hadn't really finished with Abolish the Rose, and I should do something with it.
Okay.
So I had this half-written novel that is about, it's a retelling of a certain cycle of Greek myths from the point of view of the women in a world in which there's no gods and no magic, because I felt women in myth, in Greek myth, tend to do things because gods make them, right?
Yeah.
And I thought, what if these women could actually decide what they do? And it was really fun to write, actually. So the wife of Minos, in the original myth, Minos pisses off Poseidon, so Poseidon makes his wife fall in love with a bull, and then we get the Minotaur.
Yeah.
And so if you try and make that happen in a world where there's no gods and no magic, you've got to be a bit creative. And I was having such a good time with it, and to be honest, I'm dying to get back to it, but I feel like I can't do both at the same time, you know. Right. I need to be in the headspace of one or the other.
And I guess the first sort of month of Abolish the Rose being out, that's kind of critical time. Well, this month and the first month that it's actually out, I guess it's critical time to be promoting it and getting word of that out there. And then once that's established itself a little bit, then maybe have time to go back to that one. That sounds really, really good. That's and I guess there's more ideas in the pipeline.
Greeks are popular these days. Madeline Miller's been churning them out.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it? I sometimes it is that thing of We do go through phases, don't we? It's like in contemporary romance, there's always the kind of the little shop by the river, the little cafe in the bay, the little, and they all have the same kind of storyline, really. But they sort of, they come in waves, don't they? Or you might get, then there might be a sudden kind of splurge of vampire stories or something. And I suppose, especially when it can be such a long lead time between writing something and it actually coming out, you've got to kind of think, do you like that genre enough to jump on the bandwagon and write the genre?
Or will it finish?
In the fact, bearing in mind that, it might be over. That little trend might be over by the time your book comes out. Yeah, I think, if you're really into writing about mythology, then that's fine to do, isn't it? Because you'll get the satisfaction anyway, even if...
I mean, fortunately for me, I don't write for either fame or fortune, because I don't think I'm going to get either.
Sadly, no fortune.
I write because I like to write, and that's always good. So
that is the number one reason to do it, isn't it? Do it because you want to. I think a lot of people say, I want to be a famous author, or I want to make a lot of money. It's like, why are you writing a book? If you want fame or fortune, do something else. don't write a book, because it's not going to happen. I wish you all the best with Abolish the Rose. It'd be lovely to talk to you again once the book's been out for a while and see how it's done and how life has changed, and if when it hits the bestseller chart. You never know. Someone's going to be on there, haven't they?
Crossed.
Before we go, where can people find you online? You said you're on social media.
Yes. I am on Instagram @AlannaIrving and Twitter @Alanna_Irving. That's A-L-A-N-N-A-I-R-V-I-N-G. I'm also on Goodreads and Amazon and all these places.
Okay, yeah, I will make sure the links go in the show notes so that people can track you down. It's been absolutely lovely to talk to you today, Alana. So thank you so much for being on the podcast, and good luck with the book.
Thank you very much.
Thank you to Alana for being my guest on the podcast today. Her book, Abolish the Rose, is available from Amazon, Barnes & Noble and many other major booksellers from 10th April 2022. You can also connect with her on Goodreads, Twitter and Instagram by searching for Alana Irving, that's Alana spelled A-L-A-N-N-A, or following the links in the show notes. You can find out more about me and the services I offer authors on my website, www.theproofferry.com. You'll also find all the episodes of this podcast there, along with details on how you can be a guest on the show. If you like this podcast, then please subscribe, share it, rate it, review it, and tell your friends about it. This has been a Proof Fairy production, and I'll be back next week with another inspiring interview with another amazing author. Bye for now.